Welcome to Landlord Self-Help Center's module about dealing with tenant belongings when the tenant has died. The information offered in this presentation is intended as general information. It is not legal advice. If you need more information, please contact a legal service provider. In Ontario, the Residential Tenancies Act is the provincial law that governs most residential rental agreements. It defines the rights and responsibilities of both landlords and tenants and outlines appropriate ways for dealing with tenant belongings when the tenant has died. There are many situations involving tenant belongings left behind in a rental unit. This module will focus on situation number 4, where the tenant has died. When a tenant dies, the tenancy terminates 30 days after the date of death. If the deceased tenant is survived by a spouse or partner who also occupied the unit as their primary residence, they can remain in the unit as a tenant. If the tenant did not leave a spouse or partner behind, the landlord must leave the belongings in the tenant's unit during the 30-day period, preserve any property belonging to the tenant, but they can immediately dispose of any unsafe and unhygienic items, and provide reasonable access to the rental unit to allow the executor or administrator of the estate or family member to remove the tenant's belongings. Once 30 days have passed since the tenant's death, the landlord has the right to sell, keep, or dispose of any belongings still in the rental unit. If within 6 months the tenant's family claims the deceased tenant's belongings, the landlord is required to return any items still in the landlord's possession or provide the tenant's family with proceeds of the sale of any belongings after deducting arrears of rent and out-of-pocket expenses. Thank you for watching this module about dealing with tenant belongings when the tenant has died. The information offered in this presentation is intended as general information. It is not legal advice. If you have a specific issue or situation, please contact a legal service provider.